Bishop Scarf, you made allusion to Newtown in your opening remarks and your prayer.
Yeah.
Can you run that by one more time?
Well, it was just that the bishops of Connecticut, one of our Trinity Episcopal Church is right next door to Sandy Hook Elementary School. And so people like Ben Wheeler, the young child, one of the young children that's, whose parents were quite prominent, I think, in the news afterwards, who had died, he came from that church. He was from their preschool and had gone on to elementary school. And so the families were well known to individual clergy. And so when everything, all this happened, the first people basically on the scene included Episcopal clergy from that church who came across to the fire station and were there with the parents along with other faith leaders. And our bishops, who were in their normal meetings during the day, didn't think too much, thought things had been handled, and then discovered the seriousness of what had happened. Canceled their whole days and just all wherever, from wherever they were, they gathered in Newtown. There was three of them. They gathered in Newtown and were present to the people. And for one of the bishops in particular, she witnessed to the House of Bishops how she had, this really was a turning point for her in recognizing her leadership as a bishop, you know, has to involve responses to situations like this that, you know, can have that underlying chorus of, you know, never again. How do we respond to this kind of atrocity in our midst? And what do we as leaders in the church offer? And one of the things that was said to her when she made this comment was that one of the parishioners said, but her name is Laura, said, but Bishop Laura, you're our spiritual one, you're not the political one, you know. And she said, well, that is a division that I don't want to ever have to have him, you know, referred to me before again, that somehow because I'm spiritual I can't therefore act in ways that at times require political action. And so that's really what spurred them to do the march in DC today, that is using the natural sites of like the war memorials and the different places of the Native American and African American museums as sites of that represent times and moments of violence within the life of our nation, and they're using those as jumping off points for reflection for a better society.